71 degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. Of the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'm back with our top local stories, 8:05. Half hour from now, I'll be joined by Melanie Soper, Star Relief for Pets, based in Stamford. We'll be talking about fireworks and your pets. WGCH Sioux Center Time 7:51 for Thursday of the month means State Representative Fred Camillo of Greenwich. And Representative Camillo, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. All right. The governor signed the budget into law yesterday. You're saying it's already out of whack. Tell us what's happening here.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, the governor admitted that the budget assumed $450 million in savings from negotiations with the unions, and admitted to about 2 weeks ago now that he hadn't really realized the money yet. He hasn't. There's been no agreement. So that's almost half a billion right there. Then we found out a couple days ago that the state budget relied on $180 million in tax receipts that just aren't coming in. The governor was assuming, a 5.5% rate. The Office of Fiscal Analysis had it at 4%, $90 million each year. That's another $180 million. And then there, on top of that, there was another $50 million somewhere that I read yesterday. That brings it up to about $680 million. So when he says that we brought in a balanced budget on time before session ended, that's just not true. By his own admission, it wasn't balanced. So we feel that our main goal and responsibility as legislators is to craft a balanced budget, vote on it, pass it by the end of session, and we didn't do that.
All right. So, these things, I guess, could still happen, though, right?
Possibly, but to this point, when you say, you know, it's like, you know, when you say you've done something and you pat yourself on the back and then it turns around that it wasn't true, then, you know, unfortunately, I mean, look, a lot of people got on him for saying that when he ran, it was only going to be for tolls, you know, for trucks, when we knew that was probably not going to be able to pass constitutional muster. And then when he got in office, he said, yeah, I miscalculated and I misspoke, and it turns out we can't just do that. Yeah, you know, I'm willing to give him a pass on that. I'm not willing to give him a pass, a guy that I like personally, a pass on this, because it's not even close to being true.
All right, Len, let's talk about tolls now. And the governor yesterday said that, and he was at the Bond Commission, saying that if you don't approve tolls this summer, state's borrowing is going to get even leaner. What are your thoughts? I mean, what's going to happen here? What do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, the governor should know that the state of Connecticut, the voters, by almost 90% voted for a lockbox on the special transportation fund. Unfortunately, it goes into effect July 1st. What did the governor do in his budget? He raided the special transportation fund again. So, the credibility on this issue is not there anymore. No one trusts our government with money, tax receipts from from the gas tax and all that that's supposed to go into special transportation fund to be used for transportation purposes. We rate it every year. So, you know, with all due respect, I don't buy that at all. And, you know, I know he said the Republican plan is disastrous. It relies on borrowing. When this doesn't, brings in outside money. It brings in very little outside money. And the Republican plan does not call for new borrowing. It's existing borrowing. That's why it's called prioritized progress. And he knows that. It gets frustrating because we keep repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. And there's, again, with all the patting on the back from my good friends on the other side of the aisle, again, we've heard in the last 3 weeks nothing but bad news about companies leaving, moving headquarters. Hubbell shut down two plants the other day and shipping jobs to Puerto Rico and Alabama. Pratt & Whitney's investing $45 million in their West Palm Beach facility, not here. UTC, as you know, a few weeks ago moved their headquarters to Boston. It's one thing after another. In fact, there was another this morning, another company shut down 83 jobs. It's just one thing after another. These policies are hurtful, and I don't know when people are going to wake up and say, we've done it the wrong way. Other states have gotten out of this. We haven't.
What's going to happen with the special session then on tolls? I mean, are the votes there for this?
No, they're not. If they had the votes, Tony, believe me, they would call it right now. They were saying, you know, at the end of the session, June 5th, well, we'll probably be in a couple weeks, because they thought they were close to getting the votes and switching votes by not twisting arms, but promising things. The Bridgeport delegation came out and admitted that they were promised, you know, they may be getting a new train station, which made them, you know, they're reconsidering their opposition to it. But even with that delegation, they still didn't have the votes. They would have called it already. Now they're saying September. So I think they're probably have some hope that they'll be able to switch and flip some of their members to voting yes. It's certainly very possible. But as of right now, if they had it tomorrow, they would call session Monday or Tuesday.
All right. Give us your thoughts on the session overall. It's a couple of weeks now. I've had a chance to digest it. What do you think?
Not a very good one. It's probably the least favorite of my 11 years up there. It is. It just we squandered opportunities again. We repeated the same mistakes we have in the past. I know, you know, we could point to the fact, hey, we stopped, you know, the governor from putting the 25% of the pension, teacher's pension, on the local, the municipalities, but, you know, they're going to come back again with that next year and keep trying it. Until you get a change in leadership up there in both the legislature and the governor's mansion, we're going to be fighting these battles every single year. I know we stopped a couple bad taxes. They wanted the Progressive Caucus wanted to put a 2% surcharge on capital gains. They wanted to up the top tax rate from 6.9 to 9.9, then dropped it to 8.9. That keeps nobody here, and you know, it's very disappointing that's you know, the facts are what they are, and the fact that we're always constantly in these annual budget deficits of $1 billion plus deficits each year, and they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and it gets to the point where it's like banging your head against the wall. And we continue to fight because we love our state, and we still believe in the potential of the people and of all our great natural resources and our location. Everything is there to turn it around. We just have to have the will to do it.
All right, State Representative Fred Camillo, thanks for a few moments this morning. We'll talk again in July. Take care.
Thank you. You too, Tony. Bye-bye. Right.
State Representative Fred Camillo joining us the fourth Thursday of each month, and next Thursday it is State Representative Livy will not be State Representative Livy Florin because it is the 4th of July. So we'll be back on the 11th with Representative Stephen Meskers. WGCH Newsletter Time, 7:59.
Mostly sunny and very warm for today, 85.